Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. In John 15, verses 4 and 5, it says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." I'd like to have a little fellowship with you concerning this matter of abiding in the Lord and allowing the Lord to abide in us, particularly through staying in fellowship with the Lord all day long by telling him everything, by having many conversations with the Lord about anything and everything that comes up in our daily life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul talks about the simplicity that is toward Christ. I hope that you could realize that the Christian life can be so simple. And the matter of having fellowship with the Lord can also be so simple, just by talking to him, just by telling him our feelings, our thoughts, all the things of the day, the things that we're going to confront, just by telling him everything. We have a hymn in our hymn book, number 788. I'd like to read the first stanza. It says, "When thou wakest in the morning, ere thou treadst the untried way of the lot that lies before thee through the coming busy day, whether sunbeams promise brightness, whether dim forebodings fall, be thy dawning glad or gloomy, go to Jesus, tell him all." And I'd like to read the first stanza to you. "When thou wakest in the morning, ere thou treadst the untried way of the lot that lies before thee through the coming busy day, whether sunbeams promise brightness, whether dim forebodings fall, be thy dawning glad or gloomy, go to Jesus, tell him all." The encouragement in this first stanza is that from the early morning, whatever your day is going to be filled with, whether it's something of sunbeams, something happy, something that you've been anticipating and expecting, or dim forebodings, that there are things are not going your way, and there are things that you're not looking forward to, whether your dawning is glad or gloomy, just go to Jesus and tell him all. I hope we can have this kind of habit, this kind of practice, just talking to the Lord, even to say, "Good morning, Lord. Lord, honestly, I'm not looking forward to this day. Lord, please be with me today. Lord, you know about this and this and that." Oh, brothers and sisters, this simple practice is one way just to abide in and with the Lord all day long. Psalm 62:8 reads, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge to us. Selah." Oh, brothers and sisters, pour out your heart before him. Pour out your heart. Tell him what's on your heart. Psalm 42 talks about pouring out our soul. We can pour out what's on our mind. Sometimes the things are heavy on our mind. We have anxieties. There are also memories, remembrances that weigh us down. We can Just pour them out before the Lord. We can talk to him about everything. We can talk to him about our feelings. Whether we're up or whether we're down, we can talk to him about our feelings. Many times when we are feeling very good or wonderful about things, we might forget the Lord, but it's good to say those things to the Lord. Then the Lord will be our refuge. That is, we will be abiding in him. Stanza 2 of hymn 788 reads, "In the calm of sweet communion, let thy daily work be done." In the peace of soul outpouring, this is what we were just talking about, care be banished and patience won. We need to pour out our cares. "And if earth with its enchantments seek thy spirit to enthrall," that is when the world is coming to attack us, "ere thou listen, ere thou answer, turn to Jesus and tell him all." Oh, brothers and sisters, no matter what we face in our day, we can just turn to the Lord inwardly, talk to him, silently even, and just pour out our soul before him. Stanza 4 reads, "And if weariness creeps o'er thee as the day wears to its close, or if sudden fierce temptation brings thee face to face with foes." Stanza 4 reads, "And if weariness creeps o'er thee as the day wears to its close, or if sudden fierce temptation bring thee face to face with foes, in thy weakness, in thy peril, raise to heaven a truthful call. Strength and calm for every crisis come in telling Jesus all." So, brothers and sisters, whether our day is a calm day and we're just going through the routine of our day, or if we're faced with sudden temptation, we're faced with some great problem all out of nowhere, in our weakness, we can pour out our heart to the Lord and strength and calm for that crisis will come in our telling Jesus all. Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope that we would not forfeit the supply, the joy that comes in depending on the Lord for everything by telling him all. I hope you would not think that this is too simple, too childlike. Actually, we need to be like the little children to enter into the kingdom. And a good way to practice this is just to have a kind of ongoing conversation with the Lord throughout the day. Don't think that anything is too trivial that we should not tell him. Actually, the word tells us that it matters to him concerning us. He loves us so much, and he wants to be involved with every aspect, every facet of our lives. Yes, he is the God of the universe. He is the God of his purpose with his economy, and he is carrying out his economy and his administration on the earth. Yet at the same time, he cares for us in the most intimate way. The word tells us that he is our high priest, interceding for us all the time. So, brothers and sisters, I hope we would avail ourselves of his attention, avail ourselves of his supply by turning to him in any and every situation, even when we don't feel we're in any situation. Just in the course of our life, as you're walking from class to class, as you're taking care of daily what seem to be menial chores in your schedule, at any time, at every time, we can just talk to him. We can just tell him all. By doing this, we may not realize we're actually abiding in him. We're remaining in him. And we're allowing him to abide within us. And actually, so much is taking place in our inner being by this simple practice of telling him all. Very often in the Psalms, it mentions that the Lord is our refuge and we can flee into him at all times. And in the New Testament, we know that the Lord is our comforter. And that word comforter in the Greek is paraklete or parakletos. And that means one who is alongside. He's with us all the time. He's by our side all the time. Of course, he is within us. And we can just turn to him and speak to him and just talk to him and pour out our heart before him. And in this way, we'll be walking with him. We'll be abiding in him and he in us. May the Lord guide you into such a sweet and yet simple relationship with him. I hope that you could put these things into practice and that this would be your daily experience. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you that you're so available. Thank you that we can abide in you and you can abide in us. Thank you that we can walk with you and we can talk with you and we can tell you everything. Thank you, Lord, that it matters to you concerning us. We love you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For HTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.